What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a fresh new episode of Phillies Today as we sit here on Wednesday, July 26th. And the Phillies, another comeback win in walk-off fashion as Alec Bohm would hit a ground ball into the gap between third and short last night and bring home Bryson Stott to win and beat Baltimore. Baltimore obviously has been just an incredible team over there in the American League East. They have currently the best record in the American League, right over there with the Tampa Bay Rays. And so that, my gosh, yes, there are a lot of words to say, and there are going to be a lot of words spoken on this show as the Phils do indeed get a ginormous win against. But every win at this point in the season. Look, I'm a big proponent of. I don't like the notion that games early on in the season don't mean anything. Like, no, every game means something, and I know it seems a bit of a bigger deal later in the season, which it does, especially this time of year. But what I mean is, a win like that, in late July, right before the trade deadline, these wins feel a lot bigger than they are. It's a big win. Look, it's a big win, especially against like a Baltimore team that's a really good team and has been super, super hot as of late. And you're going to try to go for the series win tonight at 6 o'clock. And I will be there with John Johnson and some of our WIP, great WIP callers that won the ticket giveaway on John's show over the last couple of weeks. And I'm really excited to see and meet some of our listeners. So that's something I'm really looking forward to tonight as the Phils go for the series win against Baltimore tonight, as they're going to face Kyle Bradish and Ranger Suarez. And we'll get to that later in the show. So really, really simple show for you guys today. Get to the key moments and recap from last night's game. We'll get to my takeaways from said game, and then we'll preview tonight against Baltimore with Ranger Suarez on the mound, and I'll give you some bets as well. And then we'll get to some news and notes that include our young prospect, Andrew Painter, who did get Tommy John surgery. We'll update you on that. A few other relievers out of the bullpen, and then get to around the league before I get you out of here. As we prepare for tonight's game against Baltimore, where we're looking to take 2 of 3 from those O's. So, key moments recap from last night, top of the second. Austin Hayes would double, and Ryan Mountcastle would score to give Baltimore a 1-0 lead. Top of the third, Adam Frazier would also double and also bring in Ryan Mountcastle to score again. And then also Adam Frazier would be thrown out at third, trying to go for a triple. And that would make it a 2-0 game at that point in the third inning. Bottom of the third, though, Johan Rojas, the young, exciting player for the Fightins, hits an RBI single that would bring home Alec Bohm to make it 2-1 Baltimore. And then fast forward to bottom of the sixth, Bryce Harper, a rare home run at this point in the season, I guess, still. Hits his fifth homer, big home run in this game, and would tie it up at 2. And Bryce hits his, Philly's fifth home run of the season. I know he's coming off the Tommy John and whatnot, but only his fifth home run. But maybe he's setting himself up to have a power-hitting second half as he gets some time at first base, as he did in this game. Top of the eighth, Ryan O'Hearn hits a solo homer to right center field, and that would make it 3-2 Baltimore. And it looked like, what was the numbers? The top six hitters in the Phillies lineup were 1-for-20 before Bryce Harper would step up to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. So it did not feel like a good game at the plate for the Phils, which it wasn't up until the bottom of the ninth. where Bryson Stott would double and Bryce Harper would score from first base. He was chugging and chugging around from first, and he got home and he was ecstatic. He later talked about it after the game, how he was even more ecstatic than the hype for one of his best friends, Bryson Stott. And that would tie it up at three. And then the it was a batter later, one of the next batters, JT Realmuto, would leg out a single as Jorge Mateo, right? It was Jorge Mateo at short. I think he came late in the game. If I'm wrong, I could be wrong. But he hesitated. It seemed like the game was going to be over, but he hesitates, and Realmuto would leg out a single. Bryson Stott would go to third. Very important right there. Then Alec Boehm at the plate with the RBI single in the left field. My gosh, Stott, Boehm, all these the daycare they're calling it. They're just clutch. They are clutch as hell. And Boehm would single to left field to bring home Bryson Stott. And the Phils would win this game 4-3. Their 23rd comeback win and 7th walk-off of the season. Just, again, I feel like it's a huge win. And, you know, especially playing, you know, the way they won it, I think is even more important. Again, 23rd comeback win and 7th walk-off of the season. It's the way that they win some of these games, I think, is really important. So Boehm would win this game. And just what a fun celebration at the end as they're all, they're going after Boehm in right field. That was awesome. So getting into my takeaways from this game. So another solid outing from Taiwan Walker. He would get himself, I think the big thing is too, is like the situations, like the Phils, that yes, they won this game, but the way they won it is important. Taiwan, I mean, not his best outing, but the way that he, you know, he went 5 2/3, 6 hits, 2 earned, 3 walks, 4 Ks, solid outing. And I think the way that he did it, the way he was able to get out of jams early, it could have been a lot worse. And I know you can say, well, you know, pitchers do that. But like for Taiwan, I think that's important, especially at this point in the season. And I had heard maybe when they played the Mets earlier this year, Gary Cohen talked about how Taiwan doesn't have great second halves. Well, you know, hopefully this is this type of outing is can change that narrative for him. So just the way Taiwan was able to work out of jams and, you know, not his best stuff, but when it mattered, he gave the Phils a chance to win, being the, whatever you want to call it, third or fourth starter in this rotation. I guess he's third. Either way, you know, Ranger and Taiwan, wherever you want to, you know, what you want to put it there. They're three or three and four. Just flip them each way, which is what it was going to be like this year. And it's proving to be that way so far into the season. So I thought Taiwan having the type of outing the way he did, giving the Phils a chance to win, which he did, and that proved to be, you know, late in this game. I thought Taiwan having the type of outing he had, you know, was really, really, really important. So next thing, which I've kind of talked about over the last like 3 or 4 weeks, it feels like, but I wasn't ready to do it. And maybe I'm jumping the gun on this even a little bit, but dude, and it sucks. And it's really, we all want Trey to, you know, he was our big signing in the offseason. What, 10 years, 300 mil, 11 years, whichever it was. You know, we all want Trey Turner to do well. He's our newest superstar. I know he's having a bad year. I still consider him a superstar. It's time to move Trey Turner down the lineup. It's time to move him down. And I don't just mean into like the 5 hole or 6 hole. I'm talking about like 7th or 8th hole. And I know it's like, oh, we paid $300 million for this guy. Well, I don't know. And maybe Thompson's afraid to do it because of how it would look, or, you know, Trey's ego, whatever it is. It doesn't seem like Trey has the biggest ego on the outside looking in, but still, a player of his caliber, might be tough for Topper to move him down. But it's time to move him down. It's time to move even Realmuto. I know Realmuto had, I mean, Realmuto really, let's be real. Like, that's a ground out to end the game last night if Mateo doesn't decide he wants to hesitate. And no, I'm not taking away from the Phillies' win, but I know I kind of sound like I am, but like just in general, in terms of moving JT Realmuto down in the lineup, I mean, he grounds out last night to end the game, and his numbers haven't been all that great. Okay, so and which is my whole point. And I know he got hot in the second half last year, but I think with JT, you got to move him down too. And I think you got with him and Trey, you got to say, hey, if you want to get back up into the lineup, you have to prove it. Like, that's something that you have to prove. And I know that's going to be a bit of a blow to these guys' egos, but if I'm Topper, move him down. Move up Bryson Stott, Alec Bohm, maybe even Brandon Marsh, because I was looking at these guys' numbers, runners in scoring position, and this overall production has been good. Obviously, Bryson Stott has. And even Marsh, like, still been good hitter this year. So, like, those three guys, I'm not saying, like, move down Castellanos or move down Harper. I mean, I want Harper in the two hole. That's where I want Bryce, especially, I want Bryce there. So, I think you move up Stott, Bohm, Marsh, like, you're 4, 5, 6, and you move down JT and Turner. I just think at this point in the year, we're in late July. It's been how many games? It's been 100-plus games, right? This team is, 54 and 47. That's just over. That's 101 games, right? Can I do the math? Can I do math? I think I can. So, yeah, because 53 and 47. So, 101 games. So, like, move up, stop Owen Marsh. Like, just do it. I know it doesn't seem like, okay, that it's because of their names. And I get it. They're getting paid a lot of money. Even JT is still getting paid a lot of money off the deal he signed in 2020 to become the highest paid catcher in baseball. I think he still is. I think these are the moves you have to make if you're Rob Thompson. So that was my second takeaway, is even in the win, even though JT did get on and technically it was a single, I think, you move him up. So my third takeaway, and which I've already mentioned, but we'll just mention it again, clutch walk-off win. Wins like this are super important for this team, just because of, look at how this team won games last year. They won doing, kind of the, at least the wins I remember, they did the same thing. Remember the World Series, JT hitting the home run in game one I know I'm just pointing to the World Series, but like, I think it's important for the way the team is winning. Resiliency is really important. Resiliency is just super important when it comes to Major League Baseball and winning baseball games and winning, in the postseason, because you're going to have to, to come back to win at some point. Not everyone's the 98 Yankees. I mean, not everyone's the 27 Yankees. Like, you don't just win like that. So I thought it was just super, super impressive the way the Phils were able to, and it felt like it felt like the Phillies were out of it, at least for me. Like, I thought Yennier Cano's coming in, and that's all they need, because Cano and Bautista have just been disgusting this year for Baltimore. So I'm thinking, okay, Cano's coming in, the door's shut. Turner's been bad this year. Realmuto's been bad. Stott's been great, but like, I'm thinking Turner's coming up and JT at some point. I'm not feeling too great about that. I think JT came up later in the lineup, but just in general, not even mention names. I'm thinking Cano's coming in and not feeling great, but he's been nails. So those are my takeaways. Again, solid outing from Walker, Turner, and JT. Move them down the lineup. Move up Stott, Bohm, and even Marsh. Clutch walk-off win, my last takeaway. So let's preview tonight's matchup that is going to be between Kyle Bradish and Ranger Suarez. And Bradish looking like he's been the best pitcher for Baltimore this year so far. His 3.05 ERA is the lowest on the Orioles this year in 18 starts. So Kyle Bradish looking to spoil the Phils best of three, or get the series win for Baltimore, as the Phils prepare to go to Pittsburgh this weekend. And then on the other side, Ranger Suarez, who is coming off the outing against Cleveland, where he went 5 innings, 4 earned. Not his best start this year, but we're looking more for the starts like he had against San Diego, where he went 6 and gave up 3 earned, and starts like that. Or he had his hot stretch after he had the bad start coming off of the injury in the World Baseball Classic. So we're looking for Ranger to bounce back and, you know, to have a good finish to the month of July and going into to August, where the Phils really hopefully can look to start rolling again, you know, after they had the really good June and even into the All-Star break. So Ranger, they're going to need to, you know, give them a chance to win against, especially against somebody on the other side, Kyle Bradish, who has been really good. So Ranger on the other side up against Kyle Bradish. And before we have the off day Thursday before Pittsburgh over the weekend, where the Phils will be in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh has not been the same team they were to start the year, where they were one of the best teams in baseball, especially in the National League. So Bradish and Ranger tonight at 6 o'clock. And then bets I would take tonight for tonight's game. Bryce Harper, home run, Phillies money line parlay. Yes, and maybe this is just me wanting to see, and I think we all do, we all want to see Bryce get hot with the power. It hasn't really happened. Hit his fifth homer last night. Hopefully that can, you know, him playing in the field, if it's a thing. I don't know if it's really a thing or not. We're going to find out as he seems like he's going to continue to get some starts at first base. It's not going to be an everyday thing, but we'll see. I mean, he's playing good first base, so like, why not just keep him there? I don't know, but we'll see. I mean, the Phillies are trying to be cautious with it. I get it to a certain degree. So Bryce Harper, I would take the Bryce Harper money line parlay, home run and Phils money line parlay at +700. Again, I'm trying to give you guys bets that where you're going to, you know, they're risky, but could win you some good money if you win them. I'm not about the +100s and the minus. We're not even doing minuses. Come on. Ranger Suarez, next one, Ranger Suarez, 8+ strikeouts. And the Phillies win at +750. I would take that. Trying to see the last time Ranger has had even more than 5 strikeouts, which is what his eight strikeout game against Chicago, which was a great start where he went over 7 innings, 8 strikeouts, and just one earned run given up. So I would take the Ranger. Ranger's due for, you know, an 8+ strikeout game. Take that. And the Phils went +750. And I think if Ranger does that, they're going to win. And then first inning result, I'll take the Phillies to be, by the end of the first inning, to be winning this game already. I'm going to say Bryce Harper hits the first home run in this game. And I think there's even a bet for that on FanDuel. I forget what it was. I think he's at like +1,000 to hit that first home run. So take it. Take it. I know it's the emotional thing, but take it. Take it. And let's hope that here's the hoping that Bryce has this power surge over the second half. And Phils need it. Phils need it with the power. Phils didn't get any home runs last night. It's not all about the long ball, obviously. But I just want to see. First hitter home run. Where is it? +1,000. Take it. Screw it. That's my fourth bet. Take Bryce Harper +1,000 to hit the first home run. So there you go. And then let's get to some news and notes. Andrew Painter. Good news. And I mean, also, it just sucks to, you know, he's not going to be here for the next like year and a half. But Andrew Painter undergoes successful Tommy John surgery that included the ulnar nerve transposition surgery yesterday in Los Angeles. He got it from orthopedist Neil Eletrash. And so the timeline, again, just about 15 to 18 months. So he won't be back until 2025. Sucks to hear that, but that's just how it goes, unfortunately. You know, so these are just the way things go, and I know, you know, including myself, I'm not happy. Fans, I'm not happy as well. So, but, you know, here's to, you know, Painter coming back and, you know, seeing him in 2025 where he'll be back. So it's not the most exciting thing, but he'll be back. Sir Anthony Dominguez was recalled from the 15-day injured list with the left oblique strain. This will be his the next time that he appears in pinstripes for the Phils will be his first time since June 15th, just over a month ago. And he hasn't been great this year, but again, Phils need. I mean, he's been all right. The Phils just need, you know, you can never take away, you know, can never you want depth. So you know, even though he hasn't been great this year, Phils could use him just for depth purposes, but I hope maybe he'll have a good second half. And you know, we've seen when Sir Anthony can be great, and he was good last year. And we know when we've seen it, even before the Tommy John surgery, you know, a couple of years ago. So Sir Anthony recalled, and you know, we'll see him soon. And then Andrew Bilotti on the other side, who hasn't been great this year, when he's been up with the Phils, 5.06 ERA in 19 appearances. He was optioned to AAA Lehigh Valley. And then Jose Alvarado, he played a long toss yesterday, and he's going to play catch again. He played catch again yesterday, and he's going to do long toss today, as he's dealing with that left elbow inflammation. And then Christian Pache, according to Alex Coffey on Twitter yesterday, he's going to go down to Clearwater while the team is on the upcoming road trip. He's in the cage. He was in the cage yesterday doing some light throwing and hitting off a tee, and there's no timeline for his return yet. But I did see on Phillies.com that his return could possibly be mid-August, but that was according to Alex Coffey on Twitter. And then real quick before I get you, I'll just get you some National League East scores from yesterday. Miami lost to the Rays 4-1. Atlanta got smoked by the Red Sox 7-1 in Boston. And the Mets all over the Yankees 9-3 as they take that game in the Subway Series. And then the Nats, I thought won on a walk-off, or I think Meneses hit a big homer. Why am I missing the score right here somewhere? It was here. They beat Colorado 6-5 last night in Washington. So those were your scores, NL East. And the Phils, real quick before we get you out of here, they're half game back right now in the wild card, as San Fran and Arizona are retaining those second and third wild card spots, and Cincinnati leading the way 56-47 with that first wild card spot. And things could change, obviously, and things are going to change. You know, it's going to fluctuate throughout the second half of the season here. So that's where they are. Phil is 54-47. Don't have a playoff spot, but they're in a nice position right now as they head into the end of July here. And we'll have the Orioles tonight, and hopefully can get a series win against one of the best teams in baseball, hottest teams in baseball in general. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Looking forward to meeting some of our callers tonight. Always enjoy talking to you guys when I'm in the producer studio screening your guys' calls and you know, listening to you guys talk to John, and even talk to you guys sometimes too on the air. So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. Looking forward to tonight's game where the Phils can hopefully win this series against Baltimore. See you guys soon.